Your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And a happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. We appreciate all those that have served our country. A great day to reflect. It's also a day to appreciate those that have sacrificed and to remember those that have served our country. And oddly enough, today is also the day for state baseball and softball. First round action for 4-3-2-1A across the state of Kansas in baseball and softball. Today on 103.9 KNZA, it is the Silver Lake Eagles at state for the 41st time in school history. They are the number 8 seed, 16-11, 12-8 Big East League play. Take on the number 1 seed Council Grove Braves, who are 26-1, making their first state appearance since 2016. We'll tell you about both these teams and give you the lineups when we return here on 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with senior engineer Bobby Enneking, Wade Gersten with you from the Tressler Sports Complex at Turnbull Field here at Emporia. And this is the home to the Emporia State baseball team, the softball complex to our right. There's state softball games taking place today just to our right. The press box uniquely set up to where you can face the baseball field to cover the game on the radio or TV, and you could face the softball field to the other side of the press box, as in Class 2-1 softball, St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan taking on Spearville here in a moment. Actually, that would be wrong one there. St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan against Inman is taking place over on the other field. Here at Silver Lake versus Council Grove, the first round of the 3A State Boys Baseball Tournament. Silver Lake coming off a regional performance where they knocked off Paraly Compton 5-4. Drew Womack, a walk-off two-run homer to avoid elimination. Then they beat the number one seed Sabetha by a final of 5-1, and then knocked off Riverside in a regional final, an extra inning 7-2. That game taking an extra inning, 8 innings to play. Silver Lake at State for the second straight year, for the 41st time in school history. Council Grove 26-1 were a very difficult regional where they knocked off the number one team in the state in the regional final collegiate, before that being Cheney, who was the only team that beat them all year long. Council Grove comes in 26-1. It's a rematch of a game that was played in the regional final a year ago. Silver Lake won 3-0 to punch their ticket at State and keep Council Grove from making state. A year later, Council Grove, the number one seed, 26-1, and at State for the first time in 10 years. The last time they were at the State was in 2016. We'll give the starting lineups and more after this two-minute break on 103.9 KNZA.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about, and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation. I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready for some 3A state baseball here today on Memorial Day, May the 25th, from Turnbull Field here at the Trussler Sports Complex. Silver Lake, the number 8 seed under head coach Tyler Seeley in his sixth year, record of 96-43. Silver Lake 16-11 on the year, 12-8 in the Big East League. Their batting order today, leading off playing center field, Brady Hogle. Batting second, playing second base, Dane Johnson. Batting third and playing first base, Drew Womack. Hitting fourth, the pitcher, the freshman, Kipton Kruger. Batting fifth and playing third base, Miles Kibbe. Behind the plate, batting sixth is Dom Monholland. The designated hitter, batting seventh, is senior Ben Renfro. In left field, batting eighth, Jackson Ross. Batting ninth and playing right field, Aiden Strickland. And Lane Ray will play shortstop. So once again, it is Brady Hogle, Dane Johnson, Drew Womack, Kipton Kruger, Miles Kibbe, Dom Monholland, Ben Renfro, Jackson Ross, and Aiden Strickland. The starting batting order for the Silver Lake Eagles. The Eagles will face a very talented pitcher, and that is Reed Buttrey. Buttrey this year, 10-0, ERA at 2.90. He struck out 61. And he is warming up as we speak. The defense behind Reed Buttrey for Council Grove looks like this. The catcher is Josh Sinney. Playing first base is Grady Kepley. At second base is Dylan McDivitt. And at shortstop is Luke Stewart. At third base is Maxton Villalobos. In left field is David McDivitt. And yes, the McDivitts are brothers, if you were wondering. In center field is Bradley Dornbos. And in right field, it's Staden Lillick, a freshman.
Number three, Brady Coble.
So, stepping up to the plate to start this one out, left-handed batter is senior Brady Hogel, hitting .311, 18 RBIs. He has scored 32 runs. Silver Lake in the gold uniforms with the white pants, the maroon numerals and lettering, and a swing and miss of the first offering from the starting right-handed pitcher, Reed Buttrey. Second pitch on the way, and another swing and a miss by Hogel. He's down in the count, 0-2. Beautiful facility, all turf here at Trussler Sports Complex, and it is green turf on the infield and the outfield. Sometimes you see the brown or dirt-colored type surface on the infield and then the green in the outfield. Pitch missing, low and away, 1-2 the count. That pitch outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hogel, the leadoff man, playing center field. On deck is Dane Johnson, the Eagles' second baseman. Left-handed batter Hogel steps in. Ground ball to shortstop, charging. Luke Stewart throws across in time for the first out of the ball game. So Hogel's retired 4-3.
Second baseman, number 11, Dane Johnson.
So here's Dane Johnson. Dane hitting .311 on the season. Right-handed batter. He's one of the main pitchers that Silver Lake uses, but he will start at second base. And Kipton Creed, a freshman, gets the start on the mound for the Eagles in his first-round state game. And a breaking ball in for a strike to Dane Johnson. Silver Lake making their 41st state tournament appearance. Pitch is inside, almost hit Johnson. The count 1-1. It was a rematch of the regional final a year ago. It was a swing and a miss, an off-speed pitch by Johnson, down to count 1-2. And in that game, Silver Lake won 3-0. Logan Cathcart had excellent performance, and Silver Lake pinched their ticket to state. Swing and a foul tip at the plate by Dane to stay alive. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Reed Buttrey versus Dane Johnson. Council Grove, this is just their 4th state tournament appearance. They made it in 2011. 2014, they finished 4th. That's their best finish. Pop up, right side. First baseman says he has it, and he does. Left of first base. Grady Kepler makes the put out. Dane Johnson is retired on the pop up to first. 2 down. Here's Drew Womack.
First baseman, number 5, Drew Womack.
Drew hitting .406. He has 9 home runs, 40 RBI. 22 extra base hits, left-handed batter. Silver Lake made it to state, but they almost didn't win their first round game, as there's a swing and a miss, actually a foul tip by Drew Womack. Silver Lake was down 4-1 against Fairleigh Kemp, the first round of regionals at home, and then down 4-3 in the bottom of 7 when Drew Womack hit a 2-run homer, a walk-off homer, to win the game and keep Silver Lake's season alive. Drew, a senior, swings and misses at a changeup. Down in the count, 0-2. Silver Lake then went on to upset Tabatha in Sabethan Regional Semis, won in extra innings over Riverside to get the state. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and down in order go the Silver Lake Eagles. At the end of half inning, Silver Lake nothing. Council Grove coming up. This is 3A State Baseball on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game is presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. Silver Lake defense behind starting right-handed pitcher freshman Kipton Kruger is Jackson Ross in left. Center field Brady Hogle, right field Aiden Strickland. Third base Miles Kibbe at shortstop Lane Ray. Playing second, Dane Johnson. First base, Drew Womack. And behind the plate, Dom Monholland. Kipton Kruger, record of 3-2 on the season. ERA at 3.10. So the freshman gets the start in this first round 3A state baseball game from Emporia. Council Grove in the navy blue unis with the white sleeves on the shoulders and the gold numerals and lettering. It is Maxton Villalobos, a senior, to lead off, and Josh Sinney, sophomore catcher. Bradley Dornbos is a center fielder batting third. Reed Buttry, the pitcher, batting fourth. Grady Kepley, the first baseman, batting fifth. First pitch swinging away to center field. Should be an easy play for Hogle. He camps underneath it, makes the catch. One pitch, one down. Villalobos flies out to center. Batting sixth is Luke Stewart, the shortstop. Seventh, Dylan McDivitt, the second baseman. Batting eighth, David McDivitt, the left fielder. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Colson Hartman. Satan Liddick does not hit, but he plays right field for Council Grove. Braves from the Flint Hills League went undefeated in league play, 26-1. Left-handed batter Sinney steps in, and he takes a pitch for a ball. Sinney hitting .507, 29 stolen bases. He has scored 45 runs to lead the team in that category. Just two seniors on the roster for Council Grove. And this one ripped into right field, a base hit from the left-handed batter Sinney. He's aboard with a one-out single. So two seniors on the roster for Council Grove. That is Mason Wilkins, the coach's son, who is out with a broken hand, and Maxton Villalobos, who is the senior leadoff man and plays third base. That brings up Bradley Dornbos, junior center fielder. Dornbos hitting .414, 34 stolen bases this year. Council Grove steals a lot of bases. Snap throw the first. Kruger aware of that. Back in time easily is Sinney. Sinney, 29 stolen bases. Council Grove, 26 wins, a school record. They only lost to Cheney. The runner bluffs going, pitches low of the ball from Kruger. Dornbos, the center fielder of Council Grove, wearing number 10, a right-handed batter. Beautiful day. Game time temperature, about 80 degrees. There goes the runner from first swing and a foul ball to the left of home plate. Good job at Monholland, let it spin foul. So they count 1-1. So the only loss for Council Grove this year was to Cheney. But then they beat Cheney in the regional semifinals 6-4. They had to get through a tough regional. Harrington 15-0. Cheney 6-4. The only team that beat them. And then they beat the number one team in the state, Collegiate 10-4, to get the state. So Council Grove earned their spot here, no question about it. Set a school record with 330 runs scored, scored 28 runs in a game. They were hit by 78 pitches this year. There was a game where they had eight batters that were hit by a pitch in one single game. 1-1 pitch from Kruger comes home a little bit low. Now the throw on heaves down the second, but there's no way he was going to get the runner. He'd been better off holding on to that one, but no error or anything. Covered by Silver Lake. Stolen base for Sinney. That is his 30th of the year. Council Grove, a school record 209 stolen bases coming in. They had 10 triples. They are active on the base pass. Pretty good lead over at second right now. Kruger checks the runner. Shortstop Ray cheating in behind him. The 2-1 is looped to right center field. Ball carrying a little bit, but the right fielder Strickland makes the catch. Tagging and moving up to third safely on the slide is Sinney. So, two down with a runner at third, and that brings up Reed Buttry, the junior pitcher, who can help himself out here. He's hitting .603, which is insane. 3 home runs. He's only struck out 4 times all year long as Buttrey. He's a left-handed batter. On deck is Grady Kaplia Jr. Picking and firing, bringing the pitch home is Kruger, and he misses for a ball. 3A State Baseball Tournament, Council Grove, the 1 seed at 26-1, Silver Lake, the 8 seed at 16-11. And Salina at 115 is the 4 seed, Russell Victoria, 22-5 against Colby, the 5 seed at 22-5. That's the top half of the bracket in 3A. That pitch, a called strike, 1-1. So the winner of this game will play Wednesday in Manhattan at 3:30. Originally, these games coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are supposed to be in Lawrence at KU, but they're moved to K-State for baseball. Swing and a miss at a change from Kruger, 1-2. So the winner of this game will play the winner of Russell Victoria versus Colby at 3:30 in the semis on Wednesday in Manhattan at Torton Family Stadium. The 1-2 pitch. This is up and away, 2-2. The bottom half of the bracket, Jeff West, 24-2, playing right now on Care Country 93.7, our sister station. They're battling the 7th seed, Girard, who's 21-5. That game over at Blue Valley West in Overland Park as this pitch hits Buttrey. I think Kruger's saying he didn't even try to get out of the way. And so, as umpire, you technically can say you have to make an effort to get away and not just lean into a pitch. But you rarely see that called. So that's the 79th time a Council Grove Brave has been hit by a pitch this year. Runners on the corners, and here is Grady Kaplia, leads the team by being hit by a pitch 28 times. Right-handed batter wearing number 9. Jeff West Girard, winner, will play the winner of Burlington Frontenac. They play tonight at 5:45 at Overland Park. Burlington, the 3 seed at 23-2. Frontenac, the 6 seed at 17-4. Squaring the bunt, they throw all the way down. Does Monholland, and they got him. Great play by Monholland to gun down the runner Buttrey, trying to steal second. And that is the third out of the inning. Big play by Monholland defensively for the sophomore catcher at the end of one. No score. From Emporia, Class 3A State Baseball, 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Council Grove had runners at first and third with two out. Reed Buttrey trying to steal second. Monholland threw. Sometimes you don't throw through. Let him have second so nobody scores from third on a late delayed double steal attempt. But with two outs, you got a chance to gun him down in the inning. Why not? Monholland did. Put it right on the bag. And Buttrey was caught stealing. So at the end of one, no score. And that brings up Kipton Kruger to lead off, the freshman for Silver Lake, hitting 400, 19 RBIs, 30 runs scored. On deck, Miles Kibbe. And then it'll be Monholland. Anybody gets on, Ben Renfro for Silver Lake. Kruger, a left-handed batter, stepping in, wiggles the bat and swings. And the pitch a little bit low and outside for ball one from Buttrey. Silver Lake making their 41st state tournament appearance. They've won 15 state championships. 15. Pitch misses, low and away, 2-0. They won the state title in 53, 54, 70, 75, 77, 78, 80, 82, 96, 97, 98, 05, 08, 09, and the last time they won state, 2011. That pitch misses low, 3-0 to Kruger. Silver Lake's been state runner-up 4 times, so they've been the state championship 19 times in 41 appearances. Pitch inside ball 4, so a 4-pitch walk issued by Buttrey, and Kipton Kruger is aboard.
Now batting third baseman, number 12.
Brings up Miles Kibbe, the junior. The third baseman for Silver Lake, a junior right-handed batter. Kruger over at first base. Silver Lake's also finished third in state on 4 different occasions in 2000, 04, 14, and 17. So they've been top three 23 times, 15 state titles, four runner-ups, and four times third place. Pretty amazing stuff. And this year, it was, I think some people thought they would not make it to state based on who they lost last year and what they had coming back. The pitch is low to Kibbe. And then tough schedule this year playing in the Big East League is Kibbe. It's a high, lazy fly ball left field, and making the catch is David McDivitt for the first out of the inning. Brings up Don Monholland. Dom, the catcher who threw out Buttry in the bottom of the first. No score, top of the second. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. The Monholland, a right-handed batter, in against Buttry. Fastball upstairs for a ball. Silver Lake last season went 21-8, lost to Hess in the first round of state over in Manhattan. The 1-0 just missed. So that's six balls and then one strike's been thrown. That strike was hit the left field by Kibbe and was caught by David McDivitt. Kruger doesn't go. Fastball misses away, and it is now 3-0. Going bunt and taking it for a ball is Monholland.
Now batting.
That brings up Renfro.
Number 8, Ben Renfro.
Renfro, a senior, he's a designated hitter. Lane Ray playing defense, a shortstop, a junior, but will not hit. The runners at first and second, two walks issued here by Buttry, and throws this one in for a strike to Renfro. The 0-1, outside, 1-1. Tyler Seeley, the head coach in his sixth year, was on that last state championship team back in 2011. Of course, Alan Cunningham, terrific coach, Silver Lake baseball. Led Silver Lake to six state titles, 458 wins. From 1986 to 2019, stretching over three decades. Pitch fouled straight back, 1-2 the count now on Renfro. Right-handed batter, runners don't go. Renfro takes a called strike three. Breaking ball that froze Renfro on the inside corner. A Picasso painted there by Buttry. Great pitch.
Now batting, left fielder.
So Renfro goes down looking. Second strikeout for Buttry, who struck out 61 this year. He's 10-0 on the year as Buttry. ERA at 2.90. So two down, runners at first and second. No hits for Silver Lake so far. Kruger led off the inning with a walk. Kibbe flat out the left. Monholland reached on a walk, and then Renfro caught looking. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Jackson Ross, the left fielder, stepping in. He's a sophomore, right-handed batter. Silver Lake starts four seniors. A little looper to right field, and it drops. Rounding third, coming around to score is Kruger, and the Eagles take a 1-0 lead on a bloop single to shallow right field by Jackson Ross. Ross on his horse goes all the way a second, so a bloop double for Jackson Ross and an RBI as well. And on the play, moving all the way to third is Monholland, and Ross gives Silver Lake the early lead, and the first hit of the ball game makes Buttry pay for those two walks in this half inning. The runners at second and third, and here's Aiden Strickland, a junior. Number 20, right fielder, crowds the box, right-handed batter, takes a pitch way outside. So Buttry pitched pretty well the first inning. Second inning, so having some control issues. And those free passes that come back to bite Buttry, at least one has scored, and another standing over at third in the form of Monholland. Swinging and a miss at a high fastball. And Strickland is down in the count. Check that, one ball, one strike. 1-0 Silver Lake. Number 8 seed versus the 1 seed Council Grove. Council Grove 26-1, Silver Lake 16-11, but don't let that fool you. Silver Lake beat Council Grove in a regional final a year ago, 3-0 to make it to state. Council Grove at state for the first time since 2016. Silver Lake feels like they match up with Council Grove. Pitch is in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Josh Finney. to save a run on what could have been a wild pitch. So Kruger led off the inning with a walk. He has scored. Monholland walk. He's at third. Ross, Jackson Ross, the RBI double, the blooper to right. 2-1 pitch to Strickland is on the way from Buttry. Fastball outside. 3-1. Al Porter, Tyler Rossi, assistant coaches of Silver Lake. There's a call. Strike taken on the way was Strickland, and the count is full. 3-2. The 3-2 payoff pitch, now stepping off the rubber, resetting is Buttry. Stepping out of the batter's box, taking a deep breath, is Strickland. 1-0 Silver Lake in the top of the second. First round of 3A State Baseball from Emporia. Buttry delivers. Fastball. Swing and a miss. A little late on the high cheese with Strickland. So Buttry, 2 walks. He struck out 2. He has 3 strikeouts in the game. Silver Lake plates 1 run. There was 1 hit. No errors. 2 walks. 2 men left the board. At the end of 1.5, Silver Lake 1. Council Grove 0. This is State Baseball from Emporia. 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Bobby Enneken, Wade Gershner with you on Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to all, and a big thank you to all of those that have served our country and sacrificed so many things, and a great day to appreciate what we have instead of complaining about what we don't have. Hope everybody's having a great 3-day holiday weekend. 3A State Baseball, first round action. Silver Lake 1, Council Grove 0. Bottom of the second, Kipton Kruger back to the hill. The freshman Silver Lake and fouled off at the plate. The leadoff man, which is Grady Kepley, the junior first baseman. He's been hit by 28 pitches this year. That leads the team. And he was at the plate when Buttry was gunned down by Monholland and trying to steal second in the bottom of the first. Kepley takes a breaking ball in for a strike. 0-2 the count. Big thanks to our sponsor, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Stock Growers State Bank, Silver Lake Booster Club, I Got Cards in Silver Lake, Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service, Next Gen Cattle Company, Horak Legacy Group, Mammoth Sports Construction, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Rest by Brian, Schwartz Investment Partners, and Sydney Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, to some of the sponsors. 1-2. Ground ball to second. Dane Johnson gobbles it up. Plenty of time. Second baseman by the first to Womack for the first out. The one down.
Now batting shortstop, number 2, Luke Stewart.
So here is Luke Stewart, the shortstop. Stewart hitting .453, stolen 27 bases. Also pitches at times for Council Grove. And there's a big curveball in for his drag by Kruger. 0-1, well thrown. Also, a big thank you to Giant Communications, Community National Bank, Lamberson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Chris Gross Construction, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Bob's Janitorial. There's another breaking ball this time. It misses. Also, thanks to Morton Buildings and Community Healthcare System. 1-1 the count. Kruger comes home. Misses with a fastball. Upstairs, 2-1. Hey, coming up later today, as soon as this game is over, I'll pack up the equipment and I will jaunt over to Salina. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a foul at the plate. 2-2. Silver Lake Lady Eagles, state runner-up the last 2 years to Frontenac. They will try to get back to the state championship game and in their way in the first round, Colby. That'll be at Salina South High School. So if this game's over, I'll drive over to Salina and have the Silver Lake Lady Eagle softball team first round of state in 3A. Right here on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network and MSC app. Get that downloaded. It's free through the Play Stores. Pitch missing. 3-2, the payoff. And this one is fouled off at the plate. Chopped foul off the foot there by Luke Stewart. Stewart, a junior. He has the shortstop for Council Grove. Council Grove in the, with the gray pants, the navy blue jerseys with the gold numerals, the white sleeves. Silver Lake in the maroon with the red numerals and lettering, white pants. And a slow roller that trickles foul down the third baseline. Kibbe comes over to grab it, fire back to his freshman pitcher, Kruger. Silver Lake with the white hats. With the SL on the front representing Silver Lake with the gold bills. So we'll do this 3-2 payoff pitch all over again. Stewart is ready. Out of the windup. Coming home is Kruger. Misses low and away for ball four. So we saw two free passes. One cost Buttry. And now Kruger issues his first walk of the game. He has not struck out anyone thus far. Buttry's thrown 36 pitches. Kruger threw just 13 in his first inning of work. So here's Dylan McDivitt, freshman. He's a freshman second baseman. And then his brother David is a junior. And he bats right after him. Snap throw the first. Back in, head first slide is Luke Stewart. Council Grove will put the runners in motion. We mentioned a school record 209 stolen bases. They have one today. They've also been caught stealing once. Runner bluffs. Pop up behind home plate and into the stands to our right. And almost a one-handed catch by the fan. I say almost. He was showing off. He probably could use two hands. But did not. Thus he dropped it. Fastball high. 1-1. Prior to last year, Silver Lake's last trip to the state tournament was 2007 when they finished, or 2017 when they finished third. Last year lost in the first round to Heston. Fly ball, center field. Hogle has a beat on it, comes over, ranging to his right, makes the catch in left center field for out number two. Well played by Hogle. One of the seniors on this team. Silver Lake starts four seniors, three juniors, couple sophomores, and a freshman.
David McDiffitt.
The two down, here's the junior, David McDiffitt, left fielder for Council Grove. Their head coach, Matt Wilkins, in his ninth year, took over Joe Buchanan, who coached Council Grove from 96 to 2016. Assistant coaches Joshua Gant and Brock Finch. Runner doesn't go. Fastball outside, ball one to David McDiffitt. Silver Lake has played 10 one-run games this year. They are 4-6 in those one-run affairs. Right now they lead 1-0, bottom of the second. A sweeper that's outside from Kruger. 2-0. 2 outs, runner at first for Council Grove. 1 run, a hit, no errors for the Eagles. 2 runs, a hit, no errors for Council Grove early on in this first round state contest in 3A from Trussler Sports Park here in Emporia. Breaking ball is popped up. Left side, Kibbe takes a look, comes over, and almost made the catch at the fence. Great effort by Miles Kibbe. Just ran out of room. Council Grove, their players and coaches in the dugout on the third base side. They're the home team. They'll get the last chance to hit today if they need it. And Silver Lake in the first base dugout to our right. Tyler Seeley, the head coach. Breaking ball misses inside. 3-1. Defense again for Silver Lake. Jackson Ross in left. Center is Brady Hogle. Right, Aiden Strickland. Kibbe's at third. Lane Ray at short. Second base, Dane Johnson. Womack is at first. Catcher is Mon Holland. The 3-1. It is a called strike. Just did catch the outside corner. The count is full. 3-2. The runner will be going with 2 outs over at first. Kruger trying to work around a 1-out walk. And then misses outside. Ball four. So Buttry had a couple of walks. And now Kruger's issued a couple of free passes.
Designated hitter, number 18, Colson Hartman.
Council Grove had runners at first and third in the first, but Reed Buttry was gunned down trying to steal second in a first and third situation for the third out of the inning. There is Colson Hartman. He's a freshman designated hitter. And a slow roller to second. Johnson has it. Flips to the shortstop. Ray covering second for the force out, and Krueger works around the treble. No runs. There were no hits. There were two walks and two men left on base. At the end of two, Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing on 103.9 KNZ and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Wade Gershner, Bobby Enneking with you here on a Memorial Day Monday. Appreciate Bobby running the board back in the studios on Memorial Day as a breaking ball in for a strike to Brady Hogle. Brady grounded out to the second baseman, Dylan McDippitt, to lead off the game, and he swings at one that was high in the zone. Brady upset that he swung at that one, fouls it back and over the fence and into the stands behind home plate. We're in Emporia. This is home of the Hornets. Softball field to our right. State game in Class 2-1A taking place. Been into Inman and Colgan at the moment. Petrie misses outside with a breaking ball. 1-2 the count. Trying to get Hogle to chase. Brady hitting .311 on the year. 18 RBIs. 32 runs scored. Top of the third. 1-0 Silver Lake. Pitches low. 2-2. Bradley Dornbos is in center. Saden Liddick, a freshman in right. David McDivitt in left. Maxton Villalobos is the third baseman. Luke Stewart, the shortstop. Dylan McDivitt at second. Grady Kepley at first. And pitch misses, and the count is full to Brady Hogle. Left-handed batter, a senior for Silver Lake. Eagles with 18 players on the roster. 6 seniors, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 4 freshmen. Hogle, one of those 6 seniors. And he takes this pitch all the way, and it's outside. Ball 4. So leadoff walk for Hogle. So that's the third walk now given up by Reed Buttry, the talented right-handed pitcher for Council Grove. That brings up Dane Johnson, another one of the 6 seniors. In fact, Silver Lake has seniors hitting 1, 2, and 3 in their order. Drew Womack on deck. He's their big bopper with 9 homers. Runner doesn't go. Dane, the pitch gets away from the catcher all the way to the screen, taking a wide turn at second, taking a look and staying there. Is Hogle. So a wild pitch. And Buttry, a little erratic. He pretty sharp in the first inning. Second inning, a couple of walks, now a walk and a wild pitch. And that means Matt Wilkins, the head coach, his ninth year, wants to come out and talk to Reed Buttry. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. The Hogle's over at second. He walked. Advanced to second on a wild pitch. Buttry's walked 3 Eagles. He struck out 3 Silver Lake batters. Drew Womack is on deck, and then Kipton Krueger. Krueger scored the only run of the game thus far when he led off the second with a walk and came around the score. RBI opportunity for Dane Johnson, and he hits a drive to left field, going back and making the catch is David McDivitt. Boy, Dane hit it well, but pretty big ballpark here. They don't have the measurements on the fences down the line or the center. That's always a little bit of an annoying to me when most ballparks do, so you can tell people how far it is out there, how big the ballpark is, but pretty spacious. The center field's got a lot of room to cover, and Dane put a charge into it, but plenty of room for David McDivitt to go back and make the catch well short of the warning track. So allowed out, one down. Here's Drew Womack, left-handed batter. 9 homers, 40 RBIs, leads the team in batting average as well at .406. Drew struck out swinging in the first. And if it wasn't for Drew Womack's 2-run homer in the regional first-round game against Fairleigh Compton, Silver Lake could very well be sitting at home. As Womack pops it up behind home plate, the catcher, Cinney, going back and makes the catch. Womack pops up to the catcher. Nice play by Cinney. Turning his back to the infield. That's how you properly do it. And he caught it just shy of the netting behind home plate. So a big out there for Buttry. 2 down. And here's Kipton Kruger, who locked and scored in the second. So Hogle led off the inning with a walk. He's at second. 2 down, top of the third, 1-0. Ground ball just foul. Oh, man, Kruger almost had extra bases down the first baseline and in the right field. Would have scored one. Council Grove, they start just one senior, 5 juniors, a sophomore, and 3 freshmen. They're relatively young. 22-70 a year ago, lost the regional championship to Silver Lake. This pitch way outside. On an off-speed attempt there by Buttry. Buttry, after 2 innings, had thrown 36 pitches. Kipton Kruger's thrown 35 through 2. Kipton, a freshman, left-handed batter. Very talented kid. Anybody named Kruger usually is someone you think of as a pretty good athlete. Kipton was the starting quarterback for the football team, making a second round of the playoffs and as a freshman. Called strike, 2-2. Kipton's going to be one of those kids where opponents, especially in the Big East League, when he's a senior, are going to say, how many years of eligibility? What do you have, 7 or 8? That's what it feels like when you're a 4-year starter. And more than likely, Kipton Kruger will be a 4-year starter at quarterback unless something wild would happen or has any health issues as he fouls this one straight back on a fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the third, 1-0 Silver Lake, the 8th seed leading to 1 seed. Runner second is Hogle. Kruger covers the whole plate, shortens up, and sprays it foul down the left field line and over the fence and out of play. Good job to spoil. Anything close, you have to protect the plate. Duck on the pond out at second. That's Hogle. RBI opportunity for left-handed batter, the freshman, Kipton Kruger. The 2-2 pitch from Buttry. Checks the runner. Kicks and comes home. Misses inside ball 3. Another full count. 2 outs. Hogle will be running on contact. The 3-2. Fly ball, center field. Dornbos has it measured and makes the catch to end the inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, a wild pitch, 1 man left on base. At the end of 2.5, Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing. 3A State Baseball from Emporia, 103.9 KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Emporia. Happy Memorial Day to everyone on this Monday. Busy schedule of games on our family of radio stations. Silver Lake leading Council Grove 1-0. Top of the third we go. Jeff West Gerard first round of 3A state baseball. That's on Care Country 93.7 as we speak. Later today on 96.9 The Pulse, it's Rossville baseball team against Marmaton Valley at 3:30. At 1:15 today on 92.1 KMZ, Frankfort baseball team, 3-seed against Southern Lyon County. Both those games from Blue Valley West High School in Overland Park as the pitch misses ball one to the leadoff man this inning for Council Grove. Here's a fly ball to left center. Ogle gets out of the way. Coming over to make the catch is Jackson Ross.
Now batting catcher, number 44,
Jackson. The Villobos, the leadoff hitter, flies out to center for the second time today. He's 0-2. That brings up Josh Stinney. Single stole base was stranded in the third when Butcher was caught stealing to end that first inning. Anyway, number 44 catcher made a nice play last half inning. Catch a pop-up against the screen behind home plate with Drew Womack at the plate. We also have softball today on 103.9 KNZA coming up later today at 2 o'clock. Frontenac and Jeff West. That'll be from Baker University in Baltimore City. This pitch fouled off. Mission Valley Rossville 2-1A girls softball from Topeka. That will be on 96.9 The Pulse. Actually, that's going on right now as we speak. And then later today, I will jet out of Emporia and I'll head to Salina South High School in Salina. The Silver Lake Eagle softball team, 25-4, the 3-seed. Fastball misses upstairs. So 1-2 the count here on Josh Sinney. Silver Lake Lady Eagles, 25-4, will take on Colby's 21-6. They're the 6-seed. That's on 103.9 later today at 5 o'clock from Salina. Pitch misses, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So we have 7 area teams, 7 games today. 2-2, sprayed straight back. Tomorrow we have no games because 5A and 6A, those schools did not have to play on Memorial Day. They'll play their first round games tomorrow. And then the semis will take place on Wednesday. Pitch misses inside, 3-2. Third place games will be Thursday. Semis are Wednesday. Championship game will be Friday. And all those games now at Kansas State University for baseball in 4-3-2-1A. Short fly ball to left. Ross has been busy and makes the second put out of the inning.
Center fielder.
So two down. And here is Bradley Dornbos, who flew out to the right fielder Strickland in the bottom of the first. So Kruger pitching well. He's thrown 35 pitches through 2 innings. Butchery's thrown 53 pitches through 3. Tipton misses with a fastball up high, 1-0. Once again, baseball 4-3-2-1A all moved from Kansas to Kansas State University. Diving in the hole, the shortstop, Ray, but he can't get up to make a throw. Infield single. Great effort by Lane Ray, a junior, but infield single for Dornbos. And with about anybody on this team, you got to worry about the Braves trying to steal bases. That's just the second hit allowed by Kruger. Dornbos with 34 stolen bases. There is Buttry, the junior pitcher for Council Grove, hit by a pitch, then caught stealing in the first. Mon Holland jumps out of his crouch, thought the runner was going to go. Pitches a ball. Runner does not try to steal second. Buttry caught stealing with runners at first and third. Here's a drive to right center. Going back is Hogle to make a fine play. Angling to his left, to our right as we face the field. They covered a lot of real estate out there in center. Buttry allowed out. So, Kipton Kruger works around the 2-out single. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. End of 3. Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, right at home.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you at the Trussler Sports Complex, side of the first round of baseball today for Silver Lake and Council Grove. The neutral site games, supposedly to cater to the higher seeds in proximity. As a pitch misses a ball to the leadoff man, Miles Kibbe, he flew out to the left fielder, David McDivitt, his first time up, back in the second. Pitch misses and gets away from the catcher, but nobody on base. Butchery has thrown 53 pitches. He's walked three. He struck out three. He's given up a wild pitch. River Lake's run coming thanks to a walk as a fly ball, shallow right, diving, and it lands inside the right field line, a fair ball, and then rolls away from the right fielder and center fielder in the second with another bloop double for the Eagle offense's Kibbe. Earlier we saw Jackson Rosso, the bloop double down the right field side that scored the only run of the game. And Kibbe leads off the fourth inning with a double. Dominic, top of four, Silver Lake one, Council Grove nothing. Hits even at two apiece. Just one run in the game, scored by Silver Lake back in the second. It was an inning where Butchery walked two Eagles, and the first walk in the form of Kruger came around to score on that bloop double by Jackson Ross. So here's Monhall in the catcher who walked his first time up. This pitch way upstairs, having to jump up high out of the crouch to snag it to prevent a wild pitch with Cinney. Cinney's a really good athlete. This is sophomore. He is solid behind the plate for Council Grove, making their first trip to state since 2016. Lost in the regional championship last year to Silver Lake. Here's a little looper. The shortstop slides to a knee and catches it near third. Third baseman was in thinking bunt, so thus the shortstop they come all the way over and make a sliding catch. Nice play. And Monholland is out. Runner does not advance. Kibbe stays in second with a leadoff double. Council Grove 26-1. They're only lost to Cheney. They split a doubleheader against Cheney earlier in the year, but avenged that loss in the regional semis, beat Cheney 6-4 as the pitch is a strike from Butchery to Ben Renfro, senior, the designated hitter who struck out looking in the second, one of three strikeout victims of Butchery's. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and Renfro down a count 0-2. 26 wins for Council Grove. That is a school record. Their fourth state tournament appearance. Unbeaten league champs in the Flint Hills League. Last year, 22-7, but Silver Lake knocked them off in the regional final, 3-0. The 0-2 is a ground ball to third. Looking to runner back, and the throw to first in time. Now the runner tries to advance Kibbe, and he just does get in there on the return throw from Kepley back to Villalobos. So Villalobos able to get the out against Renfro. 5-3 goes that play, moving from second to third. Kibbe in a bang-bang play almost turned into an inning double play. So wild pitch with score, Kibbe. 1-0 Silver Lake. Here's Jackson Ross, as we said earlier, a bloop double to right field that drove in the only run of the game. One of just two hits for Silver Lake. Breaking ball in for a strike from Butchery, wearing number 33, right-handed pitcher. The 0-1. Called strike. Tied up, Ross couldn't pull the trigger. Down the count, 0-2. 105 pitches, your pitch limit, if you've had the proper amount of rest, and of course, all these teams have after regionals. That took place last week. The 0-2 pitch. Kicking and firing is Butchery, and a swing and a miss for the third strikeout. Ross goes down on strike, swinging, four strikeout for Butchery. One hit, no runs, no hits, one man left on base. Leadoff double is squandered there by the Eagles. For the bottom of the fourth, Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing on the NBC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing. One run, two hits, no errors for the Eagles. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Council Grove Braves. Here's a slow roller second. Dane Johnson charges and underhands it to first for the first out to retire Grady Kempley. Now the Braves have really not stung the ball very often against Kipton Kruger.
Shortstop, Luke Stewart.
Kipton coming in, ERA at 3.10, 3-2 on the year. Dane Johnson is 4-1 on the season, ERA at 2.62. You would imagine Dane will get the start if Silver Lake wins this game in the semifinals on Wednesday in Manhattan. Pitch misses inside for a ball to Luke Stewart, who walked his first time up, junior shortstop for Council Grove. Well, with KU hosting regionals in college baseball, here's the 1-0. Popped up, mile high, left side, shortstop going back. Ray, as all day, makes the catch. So two down, and here's Dylan McDivitt, who flew out the center to Hogle in the second. But if the Silver Lake softball team and baseball team both win today, they would both play on Wednesday, and originally they would both have been in Lawrence at two different parks, but you could have maybe got to each park and supported both teams. But now, if both Silver Lake baseball and softball win, you're going to have Silver Lake over in Lawrence on Wednesday, and the Silver Lake baseball team will be in Manhattan. And if they both would make the championship game, you're not going to be able to see both. You're going to have to divide and conquer. Because the softball championship, looking way down the road, is at 1:30 Friday in Lawrence, and the baseball championship is at 4 o'clock now in Manhattan. So, here's the 1-0. Pitch is inside for a ball. And we saw this during basketball season. The schools that get two teams in, girls and boys basketball, or baseball and softball, it really is tough on the fans if they want to support both. Many times they can't. They have to pick one. And then that dilutes your crowd at these games because you're split. Like today, Silver Lake softball, they're obviously the fans and parents of the team. They're in Salina, heading to Salina right now, the 2-1. Fly ball, center field, Hogle. Lazy fly ball here on a late Memorial Day weekend, and the catch made by Hogle. 1-2-3, down in order. Go the Braves. At the end of 4, 1-0 Silver Lake on 103.9 KNZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake right fielder Aiden Strickland, a junior, deleted off. He's struck out swinging in the second. And it takes this first pitch a little bit low, ball one. 1-0 Silver Lake, top of the fifth. Buttry's thrown 64 pitches. Kipton Kruger Silver Lake has thrown 55, if you're keeping track at home. Both teams with two hits. Silver Lake with the only run. Pop up right side, foul territory in front of the Silver Lake dugout, making a catch to the first baseman, Grady Kepley. So Strickland is out on the pop-up to the first baseman. One down. And back to the top of the order, Brady Hogel.
Now batting center fielder.
Grounded out the second in the first. Did Brady walk? Advanced the second on a wild pitch in the third, but was stranded there. Both pitchers have been very effective. Kruger's been mixing up the speed, keeping the hitters off balance. Buttry's been a little erratic a few times, and one of his three walks came around to score. Ground ball to first right there, able to gobble up and take it to the bag unassisted to retire Hogel is Grady Kepley, who's made both outs defensively for Council Grove in this inning. So three unassisted, two down, and a quick moving game here today. We started at 11 o'clock. We're not quite at noon, and we've almost played 4.5 innings. You play 7 innings. There's run rule of 15 after 3, 10 after 5. But we're going to have to worry about that today. As a breaking ball in for a strike to Dane Johnson, who popped up to the first baseman in the first, hit a pretty good ball to left field, relatively deep, but it was caught. There's a check swing, and Johnson went around. He's down to count 0-2. Buttry's walked 3. He struck out 4. Kipton Kruger has not struck out a batter. He's walked 2, and he's hit a batter. The 0-2 pitch to Dane Johnson, super terrific athlete, as we know. Football All-Stater, going to play in the Shrine Bowl later this summer. All-State player in basketball, all-time leading scorer in Silver Lake history, passing along Kruger earlier this year. And he's a talented baseball player as well. Pitches low and inside, 1-2. Good waist pitch there by Buttry. See if Johnson would go. He did not offer. The 1-2 pitch at the belt coming home is Buttry, and a ground ball to third. But Divot has it, fires the first in time. And so Kruger retire, Council Grove in order in the bottom of the fourth. Buttry returns the favor in the top of the fifth. To the bottom of the fifth, Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Buttry, 72 pitches.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Outstanding play by Kipton Kruger to cover the pitcher's position. Coming off the mound, first pitch is bunted by David McDivitt. Not a bad bunt. And Kruger, ranging to his right, had to fire. And Womack did a good job, the first baseman, to catch and then go into foul territory so he doesn't get run over by the runner, the base runner, which is McDivitt. So it ends up being 1-3. In the scoring book. First pitch now, ball to Colson Hartman, who ground out the second in the second. Silver Lake, one run back in the second. That's it. 1-0 is our score in the bottom of the fifth. Council Grove running out of time. Fly ball, right field, very shallow. Second baseman goes back. Johnson makes the play. It looked like first Strickland would have a beat on it, but Johnson able to corral it for the second out. Only eight pitches for Butcher to retire Silver Lake in order in the top of the fifth. Now Kruger, 55 pitches coming into this inning. So neither team's really got to worry about the maximum pitch count the way this game has been rolling along. Kruger comes home, and this one hits the batter, which is Maxton Villalobos. Came in and hit him in the head in the bat. That's why you wear a batting helmet. Second hit batter for Kipton Kruger. He has not struck out anyone. That's pretty good control. He's walked two. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCom.net and become simply connected. So, a two-out hit batter, and Villalobos, you can bet, will be trying to steal. He bluffs. Fastball, outside corner, strike one. To Josh Sinney. Sinney hitting 507 on the year, singled, stole a base, stranded at third in the first, flew out to the left fielder Jackson Ross in the third. So he's one for two, he has one of the two hits for the Braves, and now Kruger comes inside, and he hits Sinney as well. So Kipton Kruger's been cruising along, and this inning started innocently enough with two quick outs. Now Kruger has hit three batters in the game, and Tyler Seeley, the head coach for the Eagles, coming out to the mound to talk to his right-handed pitcher. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. Back in 30 seconds on 103.9 KNZA.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the conference on the mound has concluded. Coach Seeley goes back to his dugout down the first base side. Kipton Kruger facing only the second jam in the game today. He comes home with a pitch. It's low for a ball. Runners at second and first. Villalobos was hit by a pitch in the head. And then Sinney was hit across the jersey along chest and arm area. He's at first after the first two batters retired. Bradley Dornbos, who is 1-for-2 at the plate, 1-0 the count. He's hitting 414. That pitch on the outer third called strike off speed by Kipton Kruger, 1-1. Council Grove had runners at first and third with two outs in the bottom of the first, but Buttrey was gunned down stealing at second by Don Monhon, the sophomore catcher for Silver Lake. That was the only opportunity Council Grove had until now. Runners at first and second, two outs, and this one fouled straight back. Pretty good cut there by Dornbos. It's the third time through the order, and that usually means advantage hitter as you get used to the starting pitcher and what he likes to throw, maybe some tendencies. Dornbos, a junior, the starting center fielder. Breaking ball just missed, and they count even two balls and two strikes. Council Grove, just seven outs remaining, possibly. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing from Emporia. Braves have runners at second and first. Kruger delivers, late on a fastball to the right side, but spoiling and staying alive is Dornbos. Jackson Ross in left, Brady Hogle in center, Aiden Strickland in right, Womack over at first, Dane Johnson second, Lane Ray the shortstop, Miles Kibbe at third, Monhon the catcher behind the plate. Right-handed batter, Dornbos. Out of the stretch. Now kicking, coming home. Breaking ball is ripped in the left field over the shortstop head. Base hit. Charging is the left fielder, and they hold the runner. Great job by Jackson Ross to charge and was trying to gun down the runner at the plate, and Coach Wilkins, a late stop sign. And if he doesn't charge and attack that ball, Coach Wilkins sends the runner, we'd be tied. Instead, that great effort by Jackson Ross prevents a run from scoring, at least for the time being. Villalobos is the third, Sinney to second, Dornbos with the single. It's the third hit of the game for Council Grove, and now the bases are full of Council Grove Braves with two outs, bottom of the fifth, 1-0 Silver Lake. A two-out rally by the Braves, helped out by Kipton Kruger with some control issues. McDivitt grounded out, a bunt attempt to the pitcher. Hartman popped up to Dane Johnson, and then Villalobos hit by a pitch, Cinney hit by a pitch. Now Dornbos a single, but Jackson Ross charged the ball to prevent the run for the time being. Now a left-handed batter takes a breaky ball in for a strike. This is Reed Buttrey. Hit by a pitch, caught stealing in the first, fly ball to center in the third. This is the guy they want at the plate. He's hitting 603. The 0-1 pitch is chopped foul towards the Silver Lake dugout to our right. I tell you, right now, I have this feeling. I don't know about you listening at home or wherever you are, but this could be your ball game here. Even though we're in the bottom of the fifth, this might be the last good chance for Council Grove. You never know. There's still two more innings to play after this. The 0-2 is a chopper to second. Ray has it. Over the second baseman, Johnson just does get there in time to end the inning. So Jackson Ross charging the ball and left, saved a run and possibly the game, and then Kruger able to get the best hitter on the team, Council Grove, the ground out into a force out with the bases full. At the end of five, Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing on 103.9 KNZA.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Round of 3A state here from Emporia at Trussler Sports Complex. Silver Lake, the 8th seed at 16-11-1. Council Grove, the number 1 seed, 26-1-0. To the top of the 6th for Silver Lake, it's Drew Womack, Kipton Kruger, Miles Kibbe, the heart of the order. Winner of this game will play the winner of Russell Victoria versus Colby. They're playing later today in Salina at 1:15. So winners of this game and that game will play in the semis in Manhattan on Wednesday at 3:30. As Womack swinging, first pitch pops it up again. The catcher comes over and makes the out again. That's twice that Womack's been swinging early in the count. Both times popped up near the screen. Both times caught by the sophomore catcher, Sinney. Womack upset with himself. So he pops up the catcher for the second time. Drew is 0 for 3 today, one of the six seniors on the team for the Eagles, hoping this isn't their last game in Eagle uniform. Pitch misses outside a ball. Buttrey has thrown 72 pitches, only took 8 pitches to retire Eagles in order in the Silver Lake top of the fifth. Kipton Kruger steps in, walked in, scored the only run of the game in the second, flew out to center his last time up, and now he flies out to center again. Making the catch is Dornbos, who lost his hat in the process. So two outs, and here's Miles Kibbe, who flew out the left and then doubled but was stranded in the fourth. I mentioned last half inning that could have very well been the game in the bottom of the fifth. Bases loaded, two outs, because that was their best hitter, Buttrey, at the plate. And now you'll start with nobody on base, and it'll be the 5, 6, 7 hitters, and then working towards the bottom of the order in the sixth inning. Third ball in for a strike. The 0-1 is chopped foul behind home plate. 0-2 the count on Kibbe, who led off the fourth with a double. But Silver Lake was unable to score. I still can't get over the play by Jackson Ross out in left field. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down in order go the Eagles. Let's see, 9 retired in a row by Buttrey, and that's his fifth strike. strikeout of the game. To the bottom of the sixth, Silver Lake clinging to a 1-0 lead on MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Emporia, Silver Lake, leading Council Grove 1-0. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Silver Lake, one run, two hits, no errors. Council Grove, no runs, three hits, no errors. They left the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth. Reed Buttry has settled down as he has retired nine straight Eagle batters since giving up the leadoff double in the fourth. He seems to be getting better and stronger. Gifton Krueger worked out a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the fifth, hit a couple of batters, gave up a single to Dornbos, but Jackson Ross, charging to play in left, made Coach Wilkins of Council Grove at third base hold the runner. Ross threw it all the way to the plate and saved the run for the time being and ended up saving the run at the end of things because grounding out into a force out was Buttry the end of the inning. The 1-0 pitch misses ball two. Grady Kepley has been hit by a pitch 28 times this year, a junior. He's grounded out to the second baseman, Dane Johnson, not once but twice today. He's 0 for 2. The 2-0 from Krueger, called strike. Kipton has thrown 70 pitches. Reed Buttry has thrown 78, but only 14 over the last two innings. An 8-pitch fifth and a 6-pitch sixth. And now Krueger upset with himself as he plunks another batter. Kepley hit near the tailbone section. So that is four batters that Gifton Krueger has hit, and Coach Seeley, we'll see if he makes a change here or if he will just talk about the situation and then go back to the dugout. He came out to the mound in the last inning. And so he will talk things over, and he will make the change.
Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy runner for the Braves, number 11, Cooper Andres.
And there's a courtesy runner. It will be number 11. It would be a pinch runner, not a courtesy runner. Cooper Andres is running for Kepley, which is, I guess Kepley doesn't have a ton of stolen bases. Any of his teammates do. So Silver Lake's making a pitching change. We'll take a moment to hear from a few of our sponsors. 1-0 Eagles back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So Silver Lake making a pitching change. They're going to Dane Johnson to try to close this one out. Gifton Kruger goes five-plus innings. He gives up just three hits, no runs currently. He cannot lose the game. The runner at first is inherited by Dane Johnson. That is Kruger's responsibility. Kipton, two walks, no strikeouts. He hit four batters, three batters in the last two innings. And it is Keplia was hit the lead off the bottom of the sixth. Now Cooper Anders, a pinch runner, is over at first in place of Keplia. A little bit more speed. So Dane Johnson, first pitch misses a ball. It was to Luke Stewart, who walked in the second, popped up to the shortstop in the fourth. Ray moves over to second. Kipton Kruger from pitcher to short. Dane Johnson from second moves to the mound. Pitch misses outside a ball. Dane on the season, 4-1 record. ERA at 2.62. Dane, right-handed pitcher, kicks and fires, showing bunt and taking the strike, pulling the bat back is Stewart. Jeff West's baseball team is down 3-1 to Girard in the top of the sixth. Jeff West is the 2 seed. Council Grove, the 1 seed. Both are in trouble right now. A 2-1 pitch. Oh, beautiful off-speed delivery. Caught the outer third. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Council Grove had runners at first and third. Got caught stealing to end the first. Had the bases loaded in the fifth. Could not score. Line drive to left field, and jumping up to make the catch is Ross. Now Ross firing all the way back to first, trying to double up the runner and cannot. Well, Jackson's played a solid left field. That ball, probably the hardest ball that's been hit by Council Grove today.
How about in second baseman, Dylan McDivitt?
The one down, and here's Dylan McDivitt. Freshman. He's blown out the center both times to Hogel, so Hogel should be on alert. One out, runner at first is Anders. He's the pinch runner for Kepley, who's hit by a pitch. Fastball outside, snap throw to first, and they almost got him. Good try there by Monholland, who gunned down Buttrey trying to steal in the first inning. Mission Valley softball team leading Rossville 4-0. Actually, 5-0 now. Pop up, shallow left. Ross comes in. Near the line, makes the catch for the second out. So McDivitt flies out to the left fielder for the second out, and here is David McDivitt, older brother, a junior. So Jeff West baseball team, the 2 seed, trailing Girard 3-1. Last year, Jeff West lost in the first round as the 1 seed to Sabetha. Mission Valley now up in the bottom of the sixth over Rossville in 2-1A softball in Topeka, 5-0. So Rossville Lady Bulldogs facing elimination in the bottom of the sixth. Called strike from Dane Johnson to David McDivitt, who walked in the second, grounded out to the pitcher in the fifth. Pop up behind second, going back is Kruger, makes a little over-the-shoulder catch, and it drops into the webbing in his glove on his left hand behind second base and shallow center to end the inning. So Dane Johnson comes in, and here it's the runner. Kepley was hit by a pitch, and he retires three batters, the only three batters he faced that inning. And after 6 innings, Silver Lake 3 outs away from moving on. It's 1-0 Eagles here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horrock Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horrock, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrockLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you on Memorial Day Monday. First round of 3A State Baseball from Emporia. Silver Lake, the number 8 seed at 16-11, leading the 1 seed Council Grove, who comes in 26-1. They only lost to Cheney. We're in the top of the 7th. Council Grove's down the final 3 outs. Silver Lake looking for some insurance. This one looped out of play to the right in front of the Silver Lake dugout off the bat of Don Monholm, the sophomore catcher for Silver Lake, who walked in the 2nd, popped up to the shortstop Stewart in the 4th. One run, just 2 hits for Silver Lake, no errors. Council Grove, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. Council Grove has stranded 8 runners on the base pass. Check swing, and they say he went around, and Monholm strikes out. 6 strikeout for Reed Buttrey.
Now batting.
He has retired 10 Eagles in a row since allowing a leadoff double to Kibbe back in the 4th. So he's been lights out, but he did walk 2 batters in the 2nd, and Kruger led off with a walk in the 2nd, came around the score on a bloop double by Jackson Ross. That's the only offense of the game for either team. 1-0 Silver Lake. His fastball misses outside to the right-handed batter for Silver Lake. And Ben Renfro, the senior, a designated hitter, swings and fouls it straight back. Good cut on a fastball. 1-1. Council Grove down there. Final 3 outs. Last year, Silver Lake shut out Council Grove in a regional championship 3-0 to go to state for the 40th time in school history. And, of course, this year won their regional in extra innings over Riverside in the championship to go to state for the 41st time. Pitch chop foul towards third base by Renfro. He stays alive. 1-2. 1 out. Top of the 7th. Silver Lake 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pulling the string on a changeup was Buttrey. And that's 2 outs now and 7 strikeouts for Buttrey, who took a total of 14 pitches to throw the last 2 innings. 8 pitches to retire the side in the 5th. 6 pitches to retire the side in the 6th. So he is absolutely cruising. Unfortunately, he's not getting any offensive support. Swing, check swing, and it's called a strike anyway, to Jackson Ross, a sophomore in left field. And it will not show up in the box score, but Jackson Ross, more than likely, and there's no doubt at the time, and if Silver Lake wins this game 1-0, Jackson Ross saved the game by charging a base hit in left field to prevent the head coach, Matt Wilkins, from sending a runner around third to score. And then the very next batter grounded out a force out to end the inning with the bases loaded. Nobody scored. Pop up, left side, coming over and making the catch behind third on the left field line to retire Jackson Ross as a shortstop, Stewart. So another quick 1-2-3 inning. And so the Eagles are 3 outs away to the bottom of the 7th. Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing on 103.9 KNZA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 3 outs away from moving on to the state semifinals. Last time they made it to the semifinals would have been 2017 when they finished 3rd. Last year made it state, lost the first round to Heston. Called strike. Dane Johnson, relief of Kipton Kruger. Kipton Kruger threw 75 pitches, went 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts, hit 4 batters. The 0-1 pitch to the freshman designated hitter Hartman. Swing and a miss, and he's down in the count 0-2. It's the number 9 hitter Hartman, then back to the top of the order. Villalobos, Sine, and anybody gets on, Dornbos. And after that, Buttrey. Call strike 3, ringing him up. Dane Johnson paints the outside corner, and the Eagles are 2 outs away. Hartman down looking.
How about him? Third baseman.
That's the first strikeout by a Silver Lake pitcher today. Kruger so good against Sabetha in the regional semi and great today. And now Johnson trying to get the save and close it. Here is Villalobos. Takes the pitch low and away for ball one. Council Grove down to the final two outs of the season. Their season ended in the regional championship a year ago, went 22-7, lost to Silver Lake, and now a year later, facing Eagles again, this time in the first round of the state tournament. Council Grove making their first state appearance in 10 years. Silver Lake, the second year in a row, 41st time in school history, 15 state titles. Pitch misses, 2-0. Dane working quickly, kicks and fires, and it's a chopper to third. Tough play on a one-hop. Kibbe has it, fires, and the Eagles are one out away! Terrific play by Kibbe on the short hop. Could have easily ate him up alive. Instead, he handles it. And Council Grove is down to their final out. This is Cinney, sophomore, singled, stole a base, stranded in the first, hit by a pitch his last time up, flew out to left field, Ross in the third. You go back, Council Grove had runners at first and third in the first inning, tried to steal second, Monhall and gunned them down. And that ended the inning with the number five hitter at the plate. And then the other opportunity, as this one's fouled straight back off the bat of Cinney, in the fifth inning, bases loaded, had a runners at first and second, single to left, but couldn't score him from second with Ross charging from left field, gunning home. And Coach Wilkins, I think he made the right decision not to send him because Ross charged it, got it home pretty quickly. Pitch misses 1-1. Eagles two strikes away, outfield playing straight away. The 1-1. Fly ball, left field, but slicing foul. Winner of this game will move on to the semis in Manhattan at 3:30 on Wednesday at Thornton Family Stadium. Winner of this game will get the winner of Russell Victoria, who's playing Colby at 1:15 today in Salina. The 1-2 pitch from Dane Johnson. Swing and a miss! Nope. They say it's a drop third strike. The throw down to first in time from Monhon to Womack. It goes down as a strikeout, and Silver Lake, in a pitcher's duel, moves on to the state semifinals for the first time since 17 as they win 1-0 over the number one seed, Council Grove. Eagles now 17-11. Council Grove ends their year at 26-2, winning for the second straight year. They end their season losing to Silver Lake without scoring a run. Last year, regional final, Silver Lake won 3-0. This year, first round of state, Silver Lake wins 1-0. Only five hits in the game. Eagles had two of those hits. The only run scored back in the second. We'll come back and recap this one, a postgame show to come. Silver Lake moves on to the semifinals on Wednesday in Manhattan to take on either Russell Victoria or Colby. Silver Lake 1, Council Grove nothing. Back in a moment here on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the game started at 11 o'clock. It took just an hour and a half to play it because both starting pitchers were superb. A true pitcher's duel. And Silver Lake, the number 8 seed, improves to 17-11 as they shut out Council Grove by a final score of 1-0. Council Grove's school record season ends at 26-2, but they only have a couple of seniors on the roster, so they should be in the mix of things again a year from now. Silver Lake and Council Grove, let's recap this one. Council Grove had runners at first and third in the first inning with two outs. Reed Buttrey was over at first. Josh Sinney at third. Buttrey tried to steal second. Don Monhall and the sophomore catcher came up firing and gunned down Buttrey at second to end the inning. And that ended the threat. And then really no major threats for a while until the fifth inning when Council Grove had the bases loaded but did not score. More on that in a moment. Silver Lake scoring their one run, helped out by a couple of walks. Reed Buttrey, the starting pitcher for Council Grove, was sensational. He went the distance. Seven innings, allowed just two hits, one run, three walks, seven strikeouts. And he ended the game by retiring the last 12 Eagles he faced. But when you get to state, the margin of error is so, so slim. In the second inning, he walked Kipton Kruger, the leadoff man. Kibbe, a fly ball to left. And Monholland walked. So his runners at first and second. Renfro struck out looking. And Jackson Ross looped a double to right field to drive in Kruger. Buttrey would strike out Strickland to get out of the jam, but damage had been done. One of the two free passes led to a run. Silver Lake led 1-0 going into the bottom of the second. And then really nothing happening for Silver Lake offensively in the fourth. Kibbe led off with a double, was stranded there as Buttrey retired the next 12 Eagles to end the game and threw just 89 pitches. His first loss of the year, he ends 10-1. He's a junior. He'll be back next year. And in Council Grove, their other great opportunity was in the bottom of the fifth as Kipton Kruger got the first two batters. So there's two down, nobody out, but he hit Villalobos in the head. Then he hit Sinney. And his runners at first and second with two outs. And Bradley Dornbos, one of their best hitters for Council Grove, ripped a single in the left. And Jackson Ross read it perfectly, charged the ball, caught it on a hop, and came firing home. And Coach Wilkins over at third had to hold his runner, Villalobos, at third. And if Ross is lackadaisical, doesn't read it, doesn't charge it, that game is tied and who knows how it ends. So to me, Dane Johnson got the save, but Jackson Ross should get an honorary save by that small play, but a huge play. Little things matter at this time of the season. It's fundamental baseball, and Ross able to charge from left and kept the tying run at third on the base hit off the bat of Dornbos. And so the very next batter, Reed Buttrey, the best hitter for Council Grove, hitting over 600 on the year, grounded out to shortstop, and Ray flipped to Johnson at second for the force out with the bases full, and no one scored. And then in the sixth inning, it was Kruger hitting the leadoff man, Kepley. Dane Johnson came on in relief, got Stewart, and both the McDivitt boys, the brothers, 1-2-3 to close out that inning. And then in the seventh, Johnson struck out Hartman looking. Villalobos on a tough one-hopper to Kibbe, the third base Silver Lake, made the play to first with a second out. And then Sinney struck out swinging to end the ball game. Your total, Silver Lake, one run, two hits, no errors, stranded just four. Council Grove, no runs, three hits, no errors. They stranded eight, including those three big base runners. Bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth. Kipton Kruger gets the win. He's 4-2 on the year, goes five innings, three hits, no runs, two walks, no Ks, four hit batters, but got away with it. Dane Johnson gets a save, goes the final two innings, did not allow a hit or a run, no walks. He struck out two. And you would say hitting stars? There weren't a lot of hitting stars today. There were only two hits for Silver Lake. Those two hits, the RBI double by Jackson Ross, to score the only run of the game in the second, Kibbe, a leadoff double in the fourth. So I think if you told Matt Wilkins that Silver Lake will only get two hits the whole game, it'll be a double in the second, and there'll be a double in the fourth, he would have taken his chances. But unfortunately, Council Grove, the second straight year, the season ends at the hands of the Silver Lake Eagles. In both years, the Braves shut out by the Eagles pitching staff. Last year, 3-0 regional championship. Today, first round, 3-8, 1-0 the final. Eagles win it. Council Grove, just those three hits, as we mentioned, two of those coming off the bat at Dornbos, who is a junior. He, too, will be back next year. So, mark my words, Council Grove will be very good again a year from now. The game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. Well, I guess there's certainly time. If I can make this line in time to cheer on the softball team, the baseball fans here for Silver Lake could get there in time as well. A huge thank you to our sponsors today for Silver Lake Baseball on 103.9 KNZA. They include Silver Lake Community Foundation, Stock Growers State Bank, Silver Lake Booster Club, I Got Cards, Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service, Next Gen Cattle Company, Horrock Legacy Group, Mammoth Sports Construction, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Risk by Brian, Schwartz Investment Partners, Sidney Glind, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Giant Communications, Community National Bank, Lamberson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Chris Gross Construction, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Bob's Janitorial, Morton Buildings, and Community Healthcare System. So, here is what we can tell you as Rossville was trailing in softball and they lose 5-0. So the Rossville Lady Dogs, their season ends at 22-8. They get knocked off by the two seed Mission Valley. Final score there, 5-0. Last we heard, Jeff West was trailing Girard in the sixth inning, 3-1. That's a baseball score. So looking at the 3A State Boys baseball bracket, Silver Lake will play in Manhattan at Torton Family Stadium at Kansas State University at 3:30 on Wednesday against the winner of the quarterfinal matchup between Colby, the 5 seed, and Russell, the 4 seed. And then Jeff West, Girard winner, will take on the winner of Burlington, Frontenac, Wednesday for the second semifinal in Manhattan at 5:45. Boys baseball later today, Class 2-1A, Rossville, the 4 seed, at 3:30 at Blue Valley West on 96.9 The Pulse against Marmaton Valley, the 5 seed, who's 20-5. Frankfort coming up at 1:15. 23-3, the 3 seed in 2-1A baseball at Blue Valley West in Overland Park, taking on 6 seed Southern Lyon County, who's 20-6 that game on 92.1 KMZA. We mentioned Rossville season comes to an end 22-8 in softball as they lose the Mission Valley 5-0. And Frontenac and Jeff West, softball in Class 3A. Jeff West, the 5 seed, Frontenac, the 4 seed, Frontenac, the 2-time defending champs. Couldn't profit off the call at 2 o'clock from Baker University in Baldwin City on 103.9 KMZA later today. And then our final game on 103.9, I will be over at Salina South as it'll be the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, 25-4 at 5 o'clock, pregame around 4:45 against Colby, the 6 seed, who's 21-6. So I will pack up and sign off for now here from Emporia at Trussler Sports Complex at Turnbull Field as Silver Lake baseball team wins 1-0 to move on to the state semis coming up on Wednesday in Manhattan. And we'll be back with you coming up later on KNZA with Frontenac Jeff West softball at 2. And I'll be back with you covering Silver Lake Lady Eagles softball from Salina at 5 o'clock later today at 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network. Huge shout out to Bobby Enneking here on a holiday, Memorial Day, running the board back in the studios in Hiawatha. Once again, your final score for the final time from Emporia. The Silver Lake Eagle baseball team, the 8 seed, knocks off the 1 seed Council Grove. Your final score, a pitcher's duel. Eagles 1, Braves nothing. We'll talk to you later today here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System. Caring for our community close to home.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.